Under the plan, Choya would generate electricity by burning organic material from local forest thinning operations. If APS moves ahead with biomass, it would generate less energy than coal, but still produce 70 to 80 megawatts a year, enough to power about 40,000 homes. Jeff Burke is APS's director of resource planning.
We think there's a number of benefits to this project, which include forest health. We think it benefits the watershed and the wildfire situation. We just need to make sure that we're making good decisions, that the conversion would be beneficial to our customers.
Burke says APS is studying the costs and other details of the biomass project and could make a decision whether to go ahead with it next year. The Arizona Corporation Commission considers biomass a renewable carbon-neutral energy source and is encouraging electric utilities to include it in their portfolios. Sierra Club Grand Canyon Chapter Director Sandy Barr, however, says biomass isn't necessarily clean and instead wants to see the state pursue solar and wind sources. Arizona's only operational biomass plant is a 27-megawatt facility in Snowflake that opened in 2008. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.